This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington, and here are some of the stories NPR News is working on this afternoon. Police say a man about to be fired from his job is responsible for a shooting at an auto parts business in Chicago. Seven people there died, including the gunman. NPR's Cheryl Corley will bring us the latest from Chicago. And the Bush administration today granted exemptions to thousands of older refineries, plants, and power plants who now do not have to install anti-pollution controls. NPR's Chris Joyce will have more. Those stories are coming up later today on All Things Considered. And here on Talk of the Nation, every Wednesday at this time for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about how to get your finances under control, whether you're deciding to refinance your house or condo, trying to come up with a strategy to pay off your debt, or if you want to start planning for retirement. Join us as we bring in some of the best financial experts in the country to help you. And, well, in this particular case, it's free. Today we start with refinancing your mortgage. And joining us now from her home in Westchester County, New York, is Jane Bryant-Quinn. She's a personal finance columnist for Newsweek magazine, the author of Making the Most of Your Money. And thanks very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Obviously, if you would like to join our conversation, our phone number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, or you can send us an email at totn@npr.org. And Jane, for a couple of years now, refinancing your house has been the way to lower monthly payments, cash out, and do some work on your house. But the mortgage rates have been inching up steadily now for the last couple of months, and refinances are down. Do you think it's too late?
I think it's probably too late for many people if what they're trying to do is get another fixed-rate mortgage at a lower monthly payment. But, you know, you could swap into an adjustable-rate mortgage, an ARM. You know, that's still in the 4% range. So it's entirely possible that it would still make sense to refinance.
So something still worth investigating.
Absolutely.
So let's talk this through. When should you decide to cash out?
Well, let me say that I'm not a huge fan of cash outs in most cases. I think if you refinance, you should be refinancing for a lower interest rate and not to increase the size of your mortgage. But cash outs would make sense if you're adding to the value of your home. They make sense if that's the only way you can send your kid to college. But to me, when you cash out and get extra mortgage money from your mortgage and you use it to pay off high-rate credit cards, I think that's a loser's game. Because first, you've just financed your shoes and blouses and sweaters and whatever you bought over a 30-year period, which is really dumb. And second, you're probably going to run up your credit cards all over again.
And by cashing out, we're talking about refinancing and trying to recover in cash some of the value of your house or your condo.
Well, you're talking about refinancing and taking a larger mortgage than you had before. And you use the money you take out to repay the old mortgage, and then you take the extra to do whatever you want, you know, buy a car or pay off your credit cards or rebuild your house. And one thing that is really important for people to understand, and I think now especially, is that when you take out the value of your home, you are putting yourself in a riskier financial position, especially if you're a two-income couple. You know, a two-income couple raises the risk that one of you will lose your job because you've got two people working, and then you ask yourself, am I going to be able to handle this? In my view, this is a great time to be paying down your mortgage, not getting yourself a bigger one.
Now, you mentioned earlier an ARM, or adjustable rate mortgage. As someone who was an adult during the 70s and the 80s, this is a sort of a terrifying prospect. Those things used to go up like rockets.
That's true, but I'll tell you, they came down like rockets. For many, many, many years, I had an adjustable rate mortgage, which is a loan that follows the change in interest rates. And when interest rates were falling these past years, and everybody else was refinancing and refinancing and paying whatever cost it is on refinancing, I had an ARM. And so the rate was automatically going down, and it wasn't costing me anything. And if you, when you start with a really low first-year rate, and if you think that interest rates are not going to be soaring the way they were in the 70s or whatnot, then an ARM, if you can get it, 4.5, 4.7, whatever the rate is, and it can't go up any more than a certain number of points per year, and there's a cap on how high it can go overall, you know, I think an ARM is not a bad deal today.
Okay, let's get a phone call. And again, if you'd like to join the conversation, 800-989-8255. Let's go to Yvonne, who's with us from Dartmouth, Massachusetts.
Hi, I have a question about whether or not to refinance from our current mortgage, which is a 15-year, to a 30-year. And the reason is we had a 30-year mortgage. We refinanced it for 15 years, and that bumped up our mortgage payment, not too much. But my real question is, I've heard that it's better to take the 30-year and pay the extra rather than pay the higher payment, which mostly goes toward interest for the first few years.
Okay, and
well, the payment that mostly goes toward interest for the first few years is on the 30-year loan, not on the 15-year loan.
Right.
If you've got a 15-year loan that you can handle,
right,
and not having problems, I say, terrific. You're going to own your house a whole lot sooner, and you'll pay less interest.
That's what we thought. We just kept hearing that if you had the discipline to pay that extra each month, that you'd actually save a little more. So we were just wondering whether we could get it.
Nope, you're on absolutely the right track.
Okay, we'll keep it as it is then.
And Yvonne, before we let you go, why did you go from the 30 to the 15 in the first place?
Well, because we were able to get our interest rate down 2 points and only raise our mortgage payment $200. And we'll save about $180,000 over the course of the mortgage.
Well, congratulations.
Absolutely. How can you want to change a deal like that?
We just wondered if we could save a little more. That was it.
Well, you know, you could save a little more if you started paying $300 a month instead of $200.
Just, and you'd that
was
the
your mortgage before 15 years.
Okay. Thanks. Just wanted to be easy in my mind.
Okay.
Okay. Nice to take a call. And with the answer, you were right. Okay, bye, Yvonne. Let's take a call now from Jennifer, and Jennifer's in Boulder, Colorado.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Jennifer.
My question is, I was told once that you really shouldn't pay off your mortgage, and I wasn't sure if that was, it sounds wrong to me, but maybe the person was telling me that because they were thinking of the benefit you get when you pay your taxes.
Okay, let me tell you that I have paid off my mortgage. So if it's the wrong thing to do, I've done the wrong thing. I feel really secure not having mortgage payments every month.
That's what I would think.
This whole business, if you need a mortgage in order to get a tax deduction for the interest, is nuts, because you don't get a tax deduction for all the interest you pay. You get a tax deduction only in your bracket. I mean, maybe you get a 25% of the interest you pay is deductible, or maybe 30 or 33%. All the rest is just money out of your pocket. And people have become so blinded by the idea that a tax deduction is good that they go and spend extra money in order to get it.
Great. It's so good to get that cleared up.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay.
Happy to help.
Good luck,
Thank
Jennifer.
You.
Bye-bye. Now let's hear from Charisse, and Charisse is in Noblesville, Indiana.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Charisse.
My question is, we were going to refinance, and I got advice that it is better just to put extra on your mortgage than to refinance at a lower rate. At what point would refinancing be worth it versus just putting the extra money on?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure that you got the best advice. I think refinancing at a lower rate gives you a lower rate mortgage just to start out with, and if you want to put extra on that, that's fine. But why hang on to a higher rate mortgage and just pay it off faster? Get a lower rate mortgage and pay that one off faster.
But don't
Before
you go, Charisse, but aren't there associated costs to refinancing? Aren't you picking up some friction here? Jane Bryant, Quinn?
There may or may not be costs to refinancing. If you refinance for exactly the same amount of money, a mortgage you have now, and you go to your own bank, you may find that the costs are very, very minimal. The extra costs of a refinancing come if you're doing a cash out, so you're taking a larger mortgage. So if all you're doing is swapping the mortgage you have today for one that's a lower rate with the lender you have now, you might be surprised how good the deal is.
Okay, Charisse, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And we're speaking with Jane Bryant Quinn, who writes for Newsweek magazine. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Email question from Marika. If I'm a single woman buying a house for the first time, what's the best approach to mortgages?
Best approach to mortgage is something you can afford. So many people today have the idea that it's really a good idea to stretch yourself and get a larger mortgage than you can really afford, because after all, the house is going to go up in value and you're probably going to make more money, and that's going to be okay. But if something suddenly goes wrong with your life, you are really on the hook. And as a single woman, you don't have anybody else to pick up the mortgage payments if for some reason you can't pay them. So, you know, sort of the old-fashioned rule of thumb, which is, you know, 25-30% of your gross income is what you can afford to pay every month for mortgage, that is, I think, a really good rule of thumb. So I would make sure that you've got a conservative mortgage and something you can afford. You know, that's the thing you start with. Can I afford it? Everything else is just numbers.
You mentioned something incredibly important in all this calculation, the belief that the housing market is going to continue to go up. Lately, we've seen a couple of reports that people speculating that on the basis of what they've seen, at least this summer, maybe it's beginning to peak.
I think it probably is. I think that most housing values will continue to rise, but much more slowly than they've been rising in the past. And there are some really bubble markets. Boston has been a bubble market. I think that some places in Washington have been a bubble market. San Francisco has been. And so in places like that, house prices may come down, but, you know, these are often the most expensive houses now. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about, you know, a good solid middle-income house, that may keep on going up even, or at least stall at its present value, even when expensive houses are coming down.
But these things are highly local, so you have to really pay attention to what's going on in your market.
Absolutely. I might add one more thing for people who are thinking about a cash out. Maybe instead of doing that and going through all the costs of a larger mortgage and a cash out, take a look at a home equity loan. You know, a home equity loan is usually tied to the prime rate, which is 4% now, you know, maybe a little above, a little below.
Mm-hmm.
The costs of getting the home equity loan are much lower than getting basically a larger cash out mortgage. And depending on really what you want to do with the money, you might be better off with a home equity loan than with a refinancing.
That's Jane Bryan-Quinn, a columnist for Newsweek magazine, and this is part one in a ongoing series on Wednesdays that we're going to be talking about personal finance. Let's get another call. Michael joins us now from Los Angeles.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Well, my question is really simple. It's regarding the adjustable rate mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
There's talk of, you know, the fact that, you know, the market may not go up, and so it's a pretty stable investment, so to speak. Now, what happens if after, you know, 5 or 6 years your rate does go up to, you know, 8-9%? What are your options then?
You don't have any options. You have to be prepared to be able to pay a higher rate. So the people who take adjustable rate mortgages have got to be people who figure that if the rates go up, they're going to be okay and that they can find a way to pay them. So that is the risk in an adjustable rate mortgage. The short-term rates would go up to 8-9% if we had a highly inflationary environment again. So that's really what you're gambling on, that high inflation is not going to come back and that short-term rates might go up to 4% or 5% or 6%, but it won't be any worse than that. And also, there will be a cap on your adjustable rate mortgage, and so that's something you can check with the bank. But there will be a percentage amount over which it cannot go.
Michael, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And let's see if we can squeeze in one more call before we run out of time. Jessica is with us from Richfield, Washington.
Hi, I had a question. We're actually looking to refinance our current home, which we've lived in for 2 years, with the person we already have a mortgage with.
Mm-hmm.
We're wondering whether it would be smart to mortgage our second mortgage into that, because we do have a second mortgage.
Oh, you have a second mortgage on the house?
Second mortgage, yes.
Sure. No, if you're going to refinance, pack both mortgages together, and then you'll just have a single mortgage.
Okay, and then real quick, I heard that if you take your mortgage payment every month and you divide it by 12, and you add that extra in, that you're making an extra mortgage payment a year, and you actually can cut your mortgage considerably.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct. Anything, you don't even have to go through divide it by 12 or anything like that. Anything extra above your regular mortgage payment that you make every month should be applied to the principal of the mortgage, and so you're going to pay the mortgage off faster.
You have to write apply to principal on the check. Jane Bryant Quinn.
Make clear that it says apply to principal and that your bank understands that that's what you're doing, and just keep on. And so you can really, you can pay an extra $100 one month and maybe nothing the next month and maybe $200 the month after. Anything extra you put in that, on that, apply to the principal of the mortgage, you are going to reduce the term of your mortgage and save money on interest.
Jane Bryant Quinn, thank you so much. Part 2 next week. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.